good afternoon on the East Coast, good morning on the West Coast, and a great to you wherever, and oh, by the way, whenever you may be listening. This is The Power of Performance, the radio show that asks the question, if you're a brand or a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? The name of the show is Resolution. 2014 was, 2015 is, and I think 2020 is a combination of both. During the break, I was very meticulous about cleaning up my Twitter account. I decided I needed one news source for credit unions because we do the show. It is primarily a credit union show, and my pick for how I was going to get news about credit union stuff was the Credit Union Times. For those of you that don't know, our good buddy Troy, who would be very, very happy to announce that we are in our sixth calendar year of broadcasting. He is studying for his PhD finals, and that dude is a stone-cold perfectionist. So jumping on 9 miles south and west on I-10 would take me to California, where we will find our first co-host of the year. Her name is Heather Anderson. Hey, Heather. How are you?
Good morning, Jason. I'm fantastic.
Yeah, good.
Good morning.
It's crazy. 2015. Here we go. New year. One of my favorite months is January. You don't have the pressure of family and buying stuff at the mall or whatever, but it's kind of slow. It kind of builds up. Our new year at our brand has always been around GAC for many years. It gives us that January buffer. You know, it's like, don't get freaked out because it's January, what is it, January 7th, and we haven't met to discuss XYZ. But our brand always looks at the GAC. So much stuff going on. It is 2015. I said in the opening, just from a time management standpoint, I have to be meticulous and thoughtful about where I spend my time learning about credit union stuff, of which there is plenty. My pick is Credit Union Times. You guys have been with us for a long time.
That is awesome, Jason.
Yeah,
awesome.
It's awesome. I mean, I've told this story a couple times on this show. I met Sarah. Gosh, this goes back. I don't even remember where I was driving. I was in some rental car going to a speaking gig at a league event or a vendor event, and I had nominated Stan Barron, the president of Chetco Federal Credit Union, for CEO of the Year, and felt he deserved to win. And when he didn't win, I called up Sarah. I said, what the heck are you thinking? Sarah was like,
is this like for our Trailblazer Awards or something?
Yes, for the Trailblazer Award.
Yeah.
And what got my attention about Sarah was she wasn't like, oh, I'm so very sorry, Mr. Dye. We want to understand why you feel.
Like her.
No. She was like, who are you calling me and telling me what I should, you know? Sarah's awesome. You're awesome. I am, you know, in this year, 2015, I am making significant changes to the brand that is Eloquent Online. We're going to get leaner. We're going to get like everybody else. I saw your story. CUNA's getting leaner. I guess that big money you were getting from State Employees Credit Union was kind of important after all. You're on top of everything. Yeah, but you're on top of everything you can use and stuff like that.
Yeah, the CUNA news was, of course, interesting, but not unexpected, because anytime you have turnover at the CEO position, it's expected that the news person will bring in his or her own people, right? Mm-hmm. And there were plenty of executives who departed CUNA shortly after Bill Cheney left, knowing that, you know, they might not fit into the new regime. Not at all unexpected, and honestly, not a lot of changes. But he did retain a lot of the same people, and I think it's good. I think CUNA could probably stand to maybe have some more changes I hear from the critics probably more than most.
Well, we all do. Believe me. I mean, the number one people that talk about our show are the critics. I mean, why wouldn't you? I mean, it's a very easy show to be critical about. But seriously. The NCUA, is it the necessary evil? Is it like the IRS? I mean, it has a ongoing role in the credit union marketplace or movement, if you live in Madison, Wisconsin, or whatever. but what I love about y'all's coverage is it is always very balanced. It's very, very informative. During the break, I saw a story from y'all, something about a flash drive missing during an examination. You were talking about privacy and finances. I don't think we have ever held the NCUA to a super high level of efficiency. But, I mean, all credit unions have to deal with these guys. You know, Heather, they're going to be a big part of the news this year, aren't they?
Oh, sure. You know, I think with that exam breach story, what really chapped the hides of our readers is that they get lectured by regulators, including the NCUA, about data security. And it's a matter of, you know, feeling like the NCUA is being a bit hypocritical, saying we expect you to have exemplary data security, but if we have an incident where, you know, someone is human and loses or misplaces something, well, that's none of your gosh darn business. And you just, in fact, what chapped my hide is this Inspector General investigation. Did you read that story?
I keep up with it as much as I can. I know you guys all over this.
The NCUA Inspector General is investigating not only the NCUA's decision to keep the matter quiet, but also who leaked information about this to me.
That was my first question. Who knew that they had lost a flash drive? I mean, this is some guy
who knew,
traveling.
About everyone in the state of California who works in credit unions. That's who knew. I mean, seriously, like by the time we break the story, people think, oh my gosh, they're the only one who knew it. No. We take the rumors that we've heard extensively and hunt them down and see if they're right or wrong. You know, that's a big part
of the job. And a lot of times they're right. And a lot of times they're very, very right. After the break, we're going to come back and I'm going to play a clip. When Troy and I, like I said, our sixth year doing this show, it's crazy. I cannot believe I've told a lot of people. I may have told you, Heather, that I thought last year was going to be our last year on the show. When we started in 2014, I told Troy, I said, hey, I understand this is going to have I mean, we can't keep broadcasting forever. Let's cut it off at 100,000 listens or whatever. Let's just do, you know, let's just go as far as we can or whatever. And, of course, we had the big announcement, I think it was in February, Jim Blaine, the president of the nation's second largest credit union, the State Employees Credit Union, out. Another story, by the way, I first heard from CU Times, was leaving CUNA and his league. And it was very difficult to talk about because by that time, we had been hired to perform at the Carolinas Credit Union League event in March. And it was a combination of North and South Carolina. And it's like, well, we don't want to say, you know, anything that whatever. It all worked out. We performed at that event. Jim was on the show. When we get back from the break, I'm going to play you a clip. It talks about the NCUA and about the fiduciary responsibility that all credit unions have. Resolution.
Is this a Jim Blaine
clip? It is. It's a Jim Blaine clip.
Sweet.
It is. The name of the show was Resolution. This, to me, was the most important 60 seconds on our show last year. You hear a gentleman who's been the president of a credit union, Heather, since 1979. He has seen tubes and ATMs and deposit slips and internet banking and bill pay and whatever, mobile apps and whatever. Just an amazing clip that talks about the NCUA. And, of course, just the whole concept that, you know, how are we spending our time? Time is money in the banking marketplace. We're going to do that. We're going to listen to it. And we're going to do it all right after this.
So there is an element of trust that needs to be reestablished with our regulator, I think. And I think that's been eroding over the last couple of years, and maybe because of the recession. So, Jason, been around a long time, and most everybody that I know in larger credit unions particularly has done the calculation with lawyers or accountants or regulators about the cost and the benefits of converting to a mutual charter. And things such as this capital rule that penalizes not only the credit union, but the individual member, right? If you're a board running a credit union and you're having a penalty imposed upon your members by being required to carry excessive capital, at some point that will make you honor your fiduciary responsibility and convert to a mutual banking charter.
A mutual banking charter. When I first heard them, I could see, Heather, I could see all the people that crashed the GAC, all the guys up at CUNA in Madison, Wisconsin, cringing in their shoes, a fiduciary responsibility. I don't believe that every credit union spends its time wisely, especially when it comes to social media stuff. When we had Jim on, it was our number one. That was the first show when he left CUNA and his league, and then we had him back for a talk about the risk-based capital stuff. Our most listened to show last year was Mr. Blaine. And, you know, you cover credit union stuff all the time, and you're out there talking to people. You're traveling all the time. What were your thoughts when you thought about, here's our second big, I mean, you got to kind of write off Navy. They're so big, they may as well be Wells Fargo and Bank of America. They're NFL. They're NBA. They're the platinum brand of credit unions. Okay, well, who's the second biggest credit union? Mm-hmm. And, that would be State Boys Credit Union out in North Carolina. It's an interesting dilemma because he's talking about something that is against the holy grail of credit unions, becoming a bank.
Well, do you really want to get me into this topic? I'll probably make some enemies here. You know, we can't just, rest on our laurels as credit unions just because we're credit unions. You know, you have to go out there and really provide products and services to your field of membership, people that have a common bond, that have shared needs, that share challenges. And, you know, you can't just sit back and let your credit union run on autopilot and do things the way they've always been done and then pat yourself on the back at the end of the day, credit union, and tell yourself you're better than the community banker down the street.
Right.
You know, I have community banker friends. They're good people. They're not evil. They think credit unions are evil. Credit unions are good people too, you know. It's like it's kind of silly business, credit union versus banker, you know, Sharks and Jets kind of silly thing that we have going.
But how long has it been silly? I mean, when I first started getting a toehold, our last guest of the year in 2014 and for 5 years prior to that has been Diana Dykstra. She's the president of the California-Nevada Credit Union League. She's been our guest 5 years in a row. And I love California. I got the only reason I'm sitting in a house where I can make my mortgage payment or whatever is because I got a great jump start speaking at credit union events through the California Credit Union League before Diana was, I think she was at San Francisco Firefighters when I first got started. But, I mean, inevitably, I would go to vendor events that had both credit unions and banking people in attendance. And
it's a commodity.
It was a commodity. It was banking. It was ATMs. It was plastic cards. It was website development. It was, you know, coaching for optimal performance. But the banking people were the same as the credit union people, middle-aged men and women staying at the Hampton Inn.
And let me be clear, you know, I'm sure people are listening going, well, if there's no difference to you, then why do you even bother being in this industry? Look, I believe in credit unions. I love cooperatives.
I
think cooperatives are excellent. I think that no one should be forced to put their money in some sort of institution that doesn't benefit them or their community. I think cooperatives are a human right. And I hope that credit unions survive and thrive for years and years. But the reality is, number one, consumers don't really care. They don't care, you know.
They don't even know.
Yeah, and two, the industry is shrinking. So inevitably, something's got to give. Something will give. You know, we no longer live in a world where at 18 years of age, you go to work for the local plant and you stay there
yep.
for the rest of your life and you get the gold
exactly.
watch and retire. Right?
Exactly.
That and that was the environment, the economy, the America that
wow.
grew credit unions. But it's changed. Credit unions are changing along with it, but, you know, the nuts and bolts are going to have to change along with the products and the services and the delivery and the social media and the technology and, you know, all that. So, you know, when we
Heather,
sit back and what?
It's absolutely true, though. You're absolutely right. Why, as credit union professionals, I mean, like I said, the only reason I'm able to do what I do is because of credit unions. They are my number one client, but they are not my only client. When I share my thoughts on things that pertain to social media or marketing, for that matter, I always start with the premise that I represent the minority. I'm from the smallest American generation X, like you. I am a quote-unquote racial minority because I'm not, you know, I guess I'm the whatever, the Hispanic variable or the Latin variable or whatever. I'm
Hispanic
adopted.
Ain't no minority in Texas.
Yeah, I know. Well, maybe not in Texas, but, you know, I'm adopted, so I don't speak Spanish.
Yeah.
I don't have those cultural trappings. But, man, I was thinking about it a lot. Yeah, you're classified. Everyone's classified. Everyone's classified. I'm looking forward to 2015. I remember back, a lot of milestones are happening this year. It was 10 years ago that I first went out to the World Council of Credit Union events in Rome, and it was the game-changing experience for me. You know, it's like that scene in Big where Tom Hanks goes, I don't get it. And he has this idea for a better toy than the guy with all the, you know, the flashcards and the whiteboard and the research or whatever.
Mm-hmm,
It was my skeleton key. It was my, you know, paso de resistance or whatever. And so I'm thinking back on all that stuff. And like I said, during the break, I was, you know, that are tweeting links and pictures and where they're eating and stuff like that. Man, Heather, you're a mom. You're a wife. I don't have time for that, and you don't either.
Well, you know what? That's a very interesting topic, actually. What is social media for? I go round and round and round with my mother about this.
God, I do too.
She thinks social media is for posting pictures of your dinner, of your cat doing something cute. You know, that's what she wants. That's what she wants out of social media. And when I post something that's controversial on Facebook, she gets so embarrassed. Like, oh, my God, why are you embarrassing me in front of, you know, all the people that we're connected to from our hometown? And I'm like, that's what social media is for. And she says, no, it's not. You know, it's such a generational thing, I guess, right? Or
oh, gosh, it is so
personal
generational.
Personal preference, perhaps. Yeah.
It's so generational. I mean, I actually quit Facebook back in May. Back in May of last year, I just shut it down. I said, you know what? I can live without knowing where my friends are having dinner and if their kids fell off a skateboard or crashed their ATV into an oak tree or whatever on the hunting lease. It was just not – it wasn't providing me with any kind of benefit. Well, during the break, the Christmas break and into the new year, I've been kind of coming back slowly, just very, very small circle of quote-unquote, you know, in the Facebook world, likes or friends or whatever, family and people from church and school or whatever. I have that. You said you have that discussion with your mom. I have the discussion with myself in the marketplace. What exactly is social media supposed to do for us? If you're a credit union that is posting, I had a call on Monday with one of the bigger credit unions in the Mountain Time Zone out in Utah. And, We were just talking about, we've got a pretty good history. We've known these guys for probably going back to 2006, 2007, and they've got over 100,000 likes on their Facebook page. To me, that's a big deal. That's a big deal. They've obviously done something right.
Well,
no, it's just, they earned them. It's just a Facebook page. And you know, people that wow. chime in to talk about pictures and, you know, scholarships and stuff. It's Mountain America Credit Union in Salt Lake City, big credit union. They're in Nevada and New Mexico and Arizona and, of course, in Utah. And I've watched them for a long time. I mean, I knew them when they had no Facebook following, before anybody ever talked about Facebook as something that you would add to your quote-unquote responsible financial brand. It has to be so wiretight that mm-hmm. the NCUA is going to show up and expect you to be perfect, when a lot of times they lack the very perfection they insist in other people. I was so glad we could get you on the show today. I think
Thank
news
you.
Is a big deal. It's a big deal. I mean, news is a big deal. People, you know, I've always used the CU Times to kind of find out what credit unions to call and ask to be on the show. This is, gosh, like I said, our sixth year. But, man, Heather, we've had tons of guests that we first found based upon a CU Times story.
Sweet. Good. That's good to hear. I mean, we really – it's figure out what is news. You know, it's difficult to be the person making that decision, and there's always critics. So it's nice to hear, you know, that you guys like, you can smell what we're cooking over here.
Well, and that's what matters. I mean, that's what matters. There's no way of knowing what's going to be the perfect story or what's going to kind of be hot. During the break, when I saw the thing about the flash drive, I was like, what is all this cloak and dagger stuff? I mean, come on. It's banking. Like you said, it's a commodity. Why are we taking
mm-hmm.
it so seriously?
Yeah.
When
I used to work in credit union marketing, you know, and something would happen, the statement insert wasn't ready in time, or
right.
there was a typo on the auto loan promo, we would always tell ourselves, we're not finding the cure for cancer here. You know, I mean, what we do is important. We take pride in it.
Yeah.
We love our members, and we show up and give 100%, but don't let it ruin your life, you know?
My gosh, that is so awesome. When I first started talking to Troy and about doing the show, and also Jay Cassing from Marquee, we used to joke about how we should just tape our phone calls. We just tape our phone calls, and that would be a great radio show. And you and I have kind of always had that vibe. When we talk before or after the show, it's just sort of like, anyway, I mean, I don't do
no,
blogs. Exactly. But seriously, hey, folks, when we get back from the break, we're going to close out the show with 6 minutes to go. What Heather just said is absolutely right. Why take it so seriously? It's banking. It's somebody getting a loan for a car. It's somebody applying for a refinance or a first-time mortgage. I saw something today from our good buddies over at CUNA. You know, I've been following the stories about them downsizing or whatever, and it was, here's how you turn your lending into real dollars or whatever. And I'm like, make loans and get paid back. It's not more complicated than that. Just do those things and you'll be in business for a long time.
Yeah.
Hey,
it's
folks, we're right back. It's probably
Sorry.
One of those things. We'll be right back.
After
this. The boys are not exactly back in town. One boy, one girl. Her name is Heather Anderson, joining us from the People's Republic of California. Heather, I got to tell you, I have not bought a car in a long time until last December. I work from home. I don't have a need for a fancy car or whatever. 2 years ago, the only nice car I've ever had was a beautiful Boulder Gray Hummer H3, got destroyed in a car accident. And since then, I've kind of just like, hey, point A to point B kind of cars. Well, I bought a car in December from a brand that you've heard of. Heather,
like
I
last
have spent
month.
Yes, last month in
okay.
December. I have spent more time buying a pair of shoes. I went online. I said, I want kind of a cool commuter car, you know, good gas mileage, nothing fancy, reliable, whatever. Hyundai Elantra was my pick. And Heather, when I went to CarMax and bought this car, I am not exaggerating. I literally have spent more time buying a pair of shoes. And
yeah, that's something.
To me, it is. To me, this is the credit union marketplace in a nutshell. Car loans, auto loans, transactional banking. That is why, right here in New Braunfels, Texas today, if I drove down to see it, the New Braunfels branch of Randolph Brooks Federal Credit Union, yesterday we drove by there. My son had a basketball game down in San Antonio, went and picked him up, followed the bus down to San Antonio. Randolph Brooks must have had 60 cars in their parking lot at a brick-and-mortar branch.
Wow. Wow.
It was, and it's that way, Heather, every single day. They are an Air Force credit union doing business in an Air Force community, a military community, and it fascinates me that it's old school, Heather. It's how
they must have the experience, what their members want as an experience. They must have that nailed.
Have it nailed. If you want a deposit slip, you can do it. If you want to take a picture of your, you know, escrow check, you can do that too. Mm-hmm. If you're 27 years old or whatever. Hey, listen, folks, 3 minutes to go on the show. I call the show Resolution because I am resolute this year about not doing a couple of things. White paper. Heather, I didn't look at a single white paper last year or maybe the year before that. And I'm not doing that. I'm not looking at links. I am not celebrating intentions. I'm just going to do what I've always done. We're going to come on this show every Wednesday, The Power Performance, the show that asks the question, if your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? We're going to talk about banking and marketing and credit unions and everything else. And when Heather jumps on, it just gives us that much more ability to say we get the coolest guests and co-hosts in the business.
Oh, well, now you're just flattering me.
Yeah. If Troy here, he'll be doing the same thing. Hey, Heather, listen, as we go forward into 2015, just a couple of things. Top news stories, in your opinion, for the coming year. Incredible.
Well, okay, here's one that people may have forgotten about. With all of this buzz about the lost flash drive, right, by the UNC Examiner, we're forgetting that next week we could see a revised risk-based capital rule at the NCUA monthly board meeting on the 15th, next Thursday. We have Nick Ballasy, our Washington reporter, on that story this week. He interviewed NCUA Chairman Debbie Matz a couple days ago and got an update on where the agency is as far as progress getting that rule prepared. Looks like we will see it on the 15th, but Debbie cautioned, you know, I don't want to promise anything because not all of the board members have read everything. Not everyone's happy with it yet. There's still some revisions to be made, but yeah, that's going to be a huge story, risk-based capital. Also, data security. We touched on that a little bit. Will merchants finally be held accountable for liability in the event of a breach that they could have prevented or that they should have prevented? And regulatory burden, of course, that will continue to be a big story. Not only the payday lending regulations that we're seeing from both the Department of Defense and the CFPB, but the CFPB will also probably tackle checking accounts and the way that credit unions process and handle overdrafts and price them will probably change. So those are the big stories, you know, the kind of more of the same from last year. But with, I'm sure, some interesting bumps along the road like that exam breach.
Well, I'm telling you what, I'm looking forward to following all of it. Like I said, I've picked my brand for news. You can pick your brand if you're listening.
People
can tune into whatever they want. People can pick. It's a free world out there, and the social media affords people the opportunity to look into different resources. It's not really – I mean, it is an issue of preference. I've gotten to know you and Sarah over the years, but it's also an issue of comfort that when I see a story from you guys, I know it's going to be accurate. It's going to be well-researched.
You betcha.
Yeah, I don't want to go on the air and do a show about a story that someone's going to come back later and say, oh, that guy didn't actually do that or she didn't actually say that. And so not having to worry about that, again, efficiency, not worrying about that kind of thing, picking your spots very, very carefully. As we talk about here at Eloquent Online, mm-hmm. the musical composition, the discipline of fourths. Pick four things that you can focus on, do them right, do them well, and you'll be in business for a long time. Hey, folks, 6 calendar years on the air. When we started, there were 4 other credit union shows already broadcasting. Let me see here. 0 are still broadcasting. This is the power
hey.
Of performance, the show that asks the question, if your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? Her name is Heather Anderson. You can find her at the CU Times. Find her on LinkedIn. Find her on Twitter. She's everywhere, Heather. You
I
have
just,
a great,
I
great rest of the week.
I just befriended you on Facebook. Too,
I saw it. It's on my mobile phone right now. I'm looking at it right now.
Right.
I saw it. Hey, listen, you have a great afternoon out there. It's morning.
Thank you.
A great morning, afternoon in California. Thank you so very, very much for jumping
you
on
betcha.
And joining us.
You
there.
Too, All Jason. Right. Thank
All
you.
Right, take care. Have an awesome evening. Hey, you can block us on Twitter. You cannot respond. You can send me emails. Listen, 6 years in, the only show that thoughtfully and intelligently discusses the big moments and the big issues in the credit union and banking marketplace. This is The Power of Performance, and we'll talk to you next week.
And that's all, folks.